So the first thing that I wanted to ask you about were the top stories from this year's survey and why you think it's important that employers are aware of these top stories.
Okay, well, I think we are pulling four main top stories out of the survey this year. The first one is about an explosive growth continues in consumer-directed health plans. It's spurred by the excise tax, but even though the excise tax has been delayed, consumer-directed health plans are a very important piece of employer strategies. Almost 3 out of 5 of large employers now offer a consumer-directed health plan. So that was one top story, continued growth there. Another top story was kind of a change in population health management, how employers are viewing that. It's not just the traditional way of disease management or health risk appraisals. Employers are really taking a much broader view around health management in terms of the culture of health and how it affects individual employees from a physical, emotional, and financial point of view. So changes in programs around population health management, but really changing that focus. A third top story was about new delivery models in the market. And here, there's just been an explosion of vendors who are focused in a lot of areas of healthcare delivery. Not so long ago, most employers just had their health management programs purchased from their insurance carrier, whatever was on the shelf. But today, we see ever more employers choosing from an expanded market of vendors that might specialize in any number of areas, from smoking to infertility to wellness to financial management. So that's a third story. And the final top story is really around diversity. It's not so much the old way of doing things. We see a lot of employers looking at a segmented workforce and looking at how to derive solutions that address each of those segments in very different ways. There's really no one-size-fits-all answer, and that's what we see employers really reacting to, looking at their population, trying to engage their population, trying to provide benefits to their population that speaks in a different way to different segments. I would say, Joan,
from the small employer point of view, I would say that the first two, the consumer-directed health plans and population health management, are very similar. But on the third, which is the idea of engaging specialty vendors and pulling some of your programs outside of your health plan, is less available to the small employer. They are more likely to have a very bundled solution from their health plan insurance carrier, and it's not really possible for them to do this. So we're still looking at them, looking at their insurers to see what they can get for free, particularly, and what they can get that's very easy to implement. So there's not quite the same level of sophistication. They see these things, they like these things, and I don't mean to imply that the people are not sophisticated, but they don't have the resources and the bandwidth to do these things separately or to carve them out.
Yeah, you're right. And one of the good news aspects, though, is those insurance carriers are doing a lot more than they used to.
Yes.
So there are more things available in terms of programs, focused solutions. So the insurance carriers are really responding to this market. And then I guess, Joan, you're seeing that the smaller employers really are picking up on that.
I mean, one of the things that they are doing, because they are relatively inexpensive, is things like challenges and campaigns that you can do with technology that don't cost a lot of money and get a lot of excitement and some employee engagement going, and are very effective. So that's the fun. That's the Angry Birds part of it.